So, Luke Podmore, thank you for joining us after that one. A very, very hard-fought match, that one. And, well, second-half display. Very fortunate, at least not to have a point, maybe three.
Yeah, I think maybe it's a little bit harsh us not getting a point. You know, fair play to Bootle, they beat us. You know, but as soon as the first half, we didn't start half as well as we wanted to do. Whether or not that was to do with what happened before the game, I don't know. But you know, at the end of the day, we'd probably be better in the first half. You know, there's 45 minutes now, had a bit more of an impact on the game. Obviously, the sending off strip, you know, that changes you, that your game plan gets ripped up, and you know you've got to start afresh. But you know, second half we came out, we started to play football. We had some really good opportunities, and I think we are unlucky. You know, I think they've had one more shot. The game is tipped on the header. That's, you know, and I think apart from that, we've had two golden chances that we need to take, and hopefully in another game with another go in.
Now, the referee's not had a bad game, in my opinion. I know you mm-hmm. you share that. The sending off. I didn't see it because I was keeping up with the ball, but Statle Paul basically said she kicked out because James. Yeah. So you can't really do that, can you?
No, and absolutely not. You know, if that was, I always like to look at situations like, if that was against my team, would I want? You know, and Kirsty, you know, obviously unfortunate. Kirsty's just seen red and she's kicked out with the girl. I didn't actually see it myself. I was turning round, but I've been advised over that side that it did happen. It's disappointing, and like I say, as soon as that happens, you know, the game plan's ripped up. But I thought we 10 men to be within one goal of the team that's at the top of the league. I think to have the two chances that we made, I think, you know, we need to be proud of ourselves.
And fantastic performances from Fran Davis. As soon as the sending off happened, I said Jay Parker's going to have to step it up again. She was everywhere. Beth Tattersall, she faded with 15 minutes to go, but I think she was knackered, to be fair.
Yeah.
She was a bright spot in the whole game. Time management wise, Merseyrail have come to this and they've won the game. They've got the 3 points.
Yeah.
10 minutes of added time says a lot, I think. There was also a fouled situation, wasn't there, where they locked us out the dressing rooms when we first arrived. It's all part of kidology. The point is though that they've won the match, and this is my view now. The way they celebrated it, I'm surprised the cup wasn't presented to them after the game.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't important 3 points, but there's a month left of football still to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, obviously it's a big game in terms of, you know, the points being taken by whichever side was obviously going to be a telling, you know, will probably have a big impact on where the title goes this year. You know, we're going to keep doing what we do. You know, I've said to them, you know, as their previous results have shown, you know, that they are, you know, on occasions can slip up, and you know, we've just got to hope that we've just got to make sure we're there if that happens. And you know, our girls are very much, you know, we need to move on now and use it as sort of a learning curve. You know, we've a lot of lessons learned today, which will only make us a better side. So hopefully, you know, we're there if anything should happen, and we've just got to prepare ourselves for that.
Well, they've got Altrincham away next, which was a nice game when we went there. And we've got Ellesmere Port. You were doing the right things. We were warmed down after the game as well. Mm-hmm. All ready to bounce back for the game against Ellesmere Port next week.
Yeah, the message is really to the players, obviously, after the game was, you know, I can't say anymore. I mean, nothing's going to pick them up after a defeat like that. I just said to them, I think your effort was outstanding. I think we let ourselves down in a few areas, but that always happens in a football game. It was just unfortunate that we couldn't, you know, if we took one of the chances, it all would have been forgotten and it would have been all hunky-dory. But you know, we've just got to make sure we learn from this now. And you know, all right, it's a defeat, but let's take some out of it as well, not just completely forget it. And hopefully, moving forward, if the situation comes again, we're in the situation, we're better for it, and we'll, you know, hopefully, next time we'll go on better.
Well, Luke Podmore, big thank you for joining us. And